A very good afternoon, Namibia, and welcome to Family Dynamics, right here on your number one talk radio station, that is Eagle FM. I'm your host, Dafa Happy Juju, here to keep you company from now up until 14:30. Now, of course, this is Family Dynamics, the show where we talk about family-related aspects. I mean, it's family time, and it's time we're spending some time with our family members, with our loved ones. So it's also very just necessary to speak about those topics that we ought to talk about at this time of the year, or at this time of the season. Now, of course, it's the 29th of December, 2025. We're left with here two more days until we cross over into 2026. And this is a time we need to reflect on certain aspects, especially in terms of families. I myself have already been doing some reflections on things that I would want to do. That would just get me, closer to my goals. And I mean, goals is not all about, we don't restrict goals to just, I want to buy a car, I want to buy a house, I want to go to university and do a particular course. We don't just restrict our goals to that. It goes also in terms of family aspects. I want to be a better mother. I want to be a better father. I want to be a better spouse. I want to be a better neighbor. I want to be a better friend, you know. And then you incorporate the qualities that would then make you perhaps reach that particular goal. What does being a better wife mean for you? And what does being a better mother mean for you? What does it mean to be a better neighbor? You know, maybe there are certain qualities that you now want to actually also employ. Sometimes it's qualities that we observe in other people. I know of a particular quality that I observe in my friend is patience. Ah, she's so patient. I'm like, oh, I need that patience, you know, like that kind of patience. That patience of being allowed to be stretched beyond your limits, especially when you're waiting on a particular aspect. And you're just patient. Yeah, I need that. You know, patience is a virtue. So they say, yeah, my patient level is not as high as I would want it to be. So I need that. I need to allow some patience. Yeah. So yeah, as we talk about certain goals and growing certain goals, qualities in us, for the new year, of course, like I earlier alluded, is that we're not restricting it, obviously, to just, material things that we would want to achieve, but also inner qualities within ourselves that we would want to achieve. Yeah. Now today we're talking about boundaries and assertiveness. Right? It's very quite necessary for me, how I actually, am viewing it in terms of us family members setting boundaries. Because then, of course, as human beings, we tend to go overboard, you know, we tend to just, cross the line with other people. And sometimes it's a very difficult aspect for certain people or for most people. So I tend to think for us to be able to actually set boundaries and be able to healthy boundaries and be able to actually communicate in a healthy manner to say, until this point, you know, this is how far we can cross. Now, when we talk about assertiveness, for those of you maybe wondering what that really is, it is about expressing one's thoughts, one's feelings, and one's needs in a very absolutely clear manner. In a respectful manner as well, and also in a direct manner. It's being able to say, this which you do makes me feel hurt. It's being able to say, I need some space. I need some time off, without being aggressive or without attacking the next person or even blaming them, or also without being a passive. That is by, bottling it up or bottling up your emotions and avoiding them altogether. It is being vocal about how you feel, what you want, what you don't want, to what certain extent you are willing to go. So that is what we talk about, what we mean when we're talking about assertiveness. So now there are certain particular key areas that I would want us to look at when we talk about being assertive. For instance, in a family where, your aunts or your uncles, and sometimes even your mom, your dad, you know, they want to be somewhat, let me use the very right word, controlling, you know. We do get a situation where family members want to be controlling, even to the point of whom you should marry, whom you shouldn't marry, what career choice you should take, and by whom you should marry. Sometimes they literally put a label to say, you don't marry from this tribe. You only marry from within your tribe, you know? And I believe that is very wrong on its own, because, I mean, we are all children of God on this planet Earth, we've all been created, you know, our cultures and our ethnicity should not bottle us up to say you can marry from that tribe just because it's that tribe. No, but you don't know who's that person's rightful partner, whom they are going to be compatible with. They might search all within their within their tribe. They might be looking within their tribe, but they're not finding somebody who's compatible with them. So now when they do find somebody who's outside their tribe, you want to block them to say they shouldn't marry that person because it's from another tribe. That's a wrong mindset. And especially in this era that we are in, it's something that we need to rephrase from. I mean, we see intermarriages, interrace marriages, you know, happening. And people are thriving in their relationships, you know. Of course, some people, they are going to find whom they are compatible with from their very own tribe. So I don't think we should limit. Now, for you as an individual who's then in that situation where you feel controlled, where your family has already put a limit or a label on you to say you shouldn't marry from this tribe, you can only marry from this tribe. You sometimes go out there and sometimes you even study abroad and meet somebody who really gets you, understands you. You said you share the same values, compatibilities. You're compatible on so many aspects, you know. You feel led to say that this is your spouse, and now you feel, control. He put in a bottle. You can't really, you're not even free to open up and say, "Mom, Dad, I have found, somebody who wants to marry me." So this is where assertiveness comes in that particular angle, in that particular aspect, where you are vocal to them and say, "You know what? I'm going to be vocal and I'm going to be respectful." You then choose also the time. If you would like, you can go by yourself. If it doesn't work, then you can always bring along maybe an aunt or an uncle who's more open and who's more understanding. But all in all, this is where it comes in to say you sit down your mom or your dad, or you sit one of them first, depending on who's the softer one, you know. You will identify yourself. You can identify yourself and then speak to them and say, "You know what? I have found this particular person, or this particular person has found me, and we are in love. We might not be from the same tribe, and I know that this family desires that we marry from one particular tribe, but I have found my person whom we are compatible with, and it seems and it appears that he is the will of God for me in marriage. So I'm gonna go ahead and get married to this person." You know, of course, we don't close the door and not allow for advice and counsel. We allow for that. But then when you are so grounded and you know for sure, without a doubt, that this is the partner that you ought to marry for, to help you in navigate life, to help you in your decisions life. Remember, this is the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with. So if the two of you are not compatible, or maybe you say goodbye for the sake of mommy and daddy and the family, and then a couple of years down the line, you're getting married to somebody that you don't even, you're not even compatible. You're not even in the same line. You're not even understanding on certain issues, but you're doing it because, well, he's from the tribe that my mom wants, or perhaps he has a certain career, he has a certain job that my family wants for me. And especially, I think it becomes quite difficult, especially when you as a young lady are educated, have gotten yourself a really good job, have gotten yourself a wonderful career that is kicking off, and then all of a sudden your family puts a label on you to say you don't marry somebody who's earning below your wages. But then you've already made peace with something like this. You're looking for compatibility, not for a salary scale that matches yours. Of course, those are things that you put on the table and discuss, depending on for another person that might be a deal breaker altogether. For another person, it might not. But then all in all, I would say let it come from you. And when it's coming from you, this is where assertiveness comes in. This is where you draw up your boundaries. You speak and you tell your family members what it is that you like, what it is that you want, what it is that you desire, without being disrespectful, without being aggressive, without allowing them to walk over you, sort of to say, you need to be bold, first of all, yourself, before you get there. You need to get to a level where you say, you know what, I step my foot down, this is what I want, this is my aim, this is my goal, and I've come to let you know that this is what I desire. You know, sometimes you allow them to, you give them time, if they say, they persist to say no, and then you come back again after some time when you've allowed the situation to sort of cool down and say, I'm still not backing down. You know, it's sometimes our situations require boldness, require courage. I know of certain situations in my life that I've had to put my foot down and say, this is what I want, and this is what I want. And I know this is good for me. So my family also had to just walk around the clock to say, this is what she wants, you know? This is now where boundaries come in, colleagues, friends, family. This is where you come in to say, but this is my life. And it's your choices. Whatever choice other people, if you make a choice that is based on other people, you suffer the consequences. And it's easier and it's more difficult, to suffer those consequences because it was not your initial choice. But when you suffer the consequences of something that you yourself, chose about, it's kind of like you have nobody else to blame but yourself in the long run when things do fail. But at the end of the day, you don't want to blame the next person. It becomes a little bit difficult to handle, but it's easier when it's your own choices, which were based on yourself. And how much more if you make this choice and you stand by it and it turns out to be the very best choice that you've made up for yourself, you know, how much more beauty that brings, how much joy it brings to you. So really, it's about being grounded yourself, about standing for what you believe in, for what you desire, for what it is that you see you envision your future to be, and being grounded on it and telling your family members about it, telling your parents about it, and being vocal and being honest. And I know I might be speaking to somebody who is going through a particular situation right now. You know, it's usually sometimes in December that the ladies want to come and tell their parents that, mommy, I found somebody who wants to come and visit the family and speak on marriage matters. It becomes a little bit difficult to open up and speak, but yeah, you know, the courage needs to be pulled in and finally do that. And of course, you might be skeptical, but you know, just be bold and be courageous and go out there and tell your family what it is that you desire. Now let's switch over to career. In the aspect of career, especially now that we are heading into a brand new year, and of course, brand new year comes with different responsibilities and different goals, and maybe you just finished your grade 12 or have been improving on your within your academics, and you've done quite good, or you are already confident that when the results come, you know that you are ready to take on another challenge or another course, that is by going to university. Now in this particular aspect, we do get parents still in this day and age who want to force that which they wanted to always do on their children, which is very wrong. I've spoken about it for so many times right here on Eagle FM. I've even had guests speak about it. I specifically brought in a TVET educator to come and speak to us on the importance of TVET and why parents shouldn't force their children to go theory and all the normal courses that we usually you know, the thing. TVET is the thing now, you know. Not bashing down on other careers, of course. Everything is just as important, but sometimes you want to look at what's booming now, what's on the market now, what's in demand right now. And when we're talking about TVET, that is what we are advocating for, you know. This mic that I'm speaking through and this computer that I'm using and the mixer is all the work of a TVET, yeah, of somebody might have studied TVET, might not have, but then it's TVET work, even at this particular point, when more computers need to be done, more mixers need to be done, more mics need to be done, all this kind of stuff, it's that's TVET work, the telecommunications, the towers, the everything, you know. So I'm just trying to paint a picture to say, let's not look down on a course that your particular son, your particular daughter, your particular child, that particular one who's under your guidance wants to do. For instance, they want to go on and study counseling. You know, sometimes we'll look at it and say, you know, but that is something that is so needed and so very profound at this particular moment in time. We have a lot of people who are going through a lot of things. I think we all need a counselor at one point in our lives. One time I attended a mental health a program, and there is a particular something that was said, and I paraphrase. I can't remember exactly how it was put, but I hope that I will do make sense as I bring it across. They say that we are all potential mental health candidates. We are all potential mental health candidates. Why? You know, mental health is about, we sometimes, in one particular aspect, I'm not a medical doctor to give a quite good definition, but mental, okay, let me give the definition of health, you know. From what the World Health Organization says, is health is not merely the absence, is a state of a well-being, mentally, physically, emotionally, and it's not merely the absence of diseases. So, the World Health Organization defines health incorporating physical health, emotional health, mental well-being, spiritual well-being as well, everything in a balance, you know. Now, when you, for mental health patient, in the aspect of we are all mental health candidates, it's when certain things in your life have been disrupted. You know, things can be disrupted and it can break you to a point of you having a mental breakdown. What am I saying? For instance, let's give an example. For some people, what keeps them well together is their family. The moment you take their family from them, or worst case scenario, the moment they lose all their loved ones in one go. You know, we've had very rare cases. I remember an accident that happened some years ago of a particular lady. Her husband died in that vehicle. Her son died in that vehicle. And she was, and her newborn baby also died in that vehicle. It was a couple of months, I believe. She was the only one that survived. And not only that, she sustained injuries. So now, sometimes, if it so happens that there was an accident that happened and only one of your loved ones lost their lives, it becomes, as much as it's very difficult to mourn a loved one, especially unexpected deaths, they were not sick, nothing of such, it becomes a little bit better to manage or to handle. The moment it becomes more than one, more than two, more than three, the moment it's something like that, it becomes drastic. And that could be someone's mental breaking point. Okay? Hence why it says we are all mental health candidates. All of us, we are all mental. Because we don't really know what's your breaking point. At which aspect can you be so broken that you become a mental health patient? Hence why we shouldn't look down on those who are passing through certain challenges. Don't. Because you have not maybe reached your breaking point. It's almost like as if I don't mock, but I would want to encourage those that sometimes go through suicidal thoughts. It's not a matter of questioning them in an aspect of making them look ridiculous. You have no idea to what extent that person got pushed. You have no idea how many negative things are happening around them. But you want to offer some help, some sort of encouragement. Because no matter how dark a situation may actually be, no matter how dry your life may look, no matter how light doesn't seem to be beaming anyway, I tell you, there's always light at the end of the tunnel. Take it from someone who also at one point felt like the world is so dark. I don't see any light for me in this world. So, hence why I'm trying to make the point and make you understand that the aspect of that saying to say we are all mental health candidates. We are all mental health. Potentially mental health patients. It's how we ground ourselves now and build ourselves now, build some character in us, build some strength in us. You know, the things that you do sometimes on a daily basis, on a continuous basis, also help you You know, what are your coping mechanisms? How often do you resort to your coping mechanisms? What do you do to ensure that, you know, you assert yourself, you examine yourself and you see where you've gotten it wrong and you see where you need to rectify? How often, you know, a person who continuously goes to see a counselor, not because there's a problem in their life, but because they want to grow certain muscles. And by muscles, I'm talking about emotional muscles, will better handle a challenge compared to a person who never invests in their emotional balance, you know? Hence why it will be two different, two people can suffer the same blow, the same life blow. The one person will take it, and heal from it, in a much more healthier manner than the next person, because how they have been living also their lifestyle comes into play a role. Yeah. So in terms of mental health, we speak about also preparedness. Be ensuring in this day and age, it's about helping ourselves to, you know, cope in certain ways. I brought in this example to emphasize on why we shouldn't look down on any cause, not even a counseling cause, not even on social workers. We need them. We need social workers. How many accidents are happening on our roads? When those people come out of it, of that particular accident, broke their spinal cord, had sustained by spinal cord injury, become paralyzed, lose their leg, become amputated. Who do you think is going to counsel them? They are going to need counselors, because this is somebody who was used to having their four limbs, not dependent on anybody. Now, all of a sudden, they're in ICU, come out of ICU. They can't feel their legs. They need somebody to help them go to the toilet, or they're wearing some diapers. They need somebody to help them train. This is a person, the same person. Their soul is still intact. You know, they still have feelings. They're just in a different body. They need counselors. They need social workers. You know, they need all these people to come in. And it doesn't matter whether they were a professor or a medical doctor themselves. It doesn't matter how much money they had. They still need a social worker. They still need a psychologist. They still need, you know, somebody to help them. They still need a caregiver. So nothing in itself is bad. Nothing in itself is, should be looked upon, down upon. So I'm speaking to you, that auntie, that uncle, you know, as your daughter sets her boundaries, or your son sets their boundaries to say, I want to go and study psychology. I want to go and become a social worker. I want to go and study, nursing and maybe this is a guy who wants to go and study nursing. Nothing wrong with that. You know, society has really put, certain clauses and limitations on certain courses, which we shouldn't. Back in the days, most children that rise up and say, I want to go study media, they are bashed upon. But we see how media is making, in fact, media makes the world go round, y'all. You are able to hear what is happening in Turkey because of media. You are able to hear what is happening in Gaza because of media people. And media, it requires boldness from that person. Imagine this, a person who's leaving their whole house to go to another country, cover the news and be so bold and vocal about certain things and bringing things to the light, holding people accountable. So we shouldn't look down on any cause that any of our children want to tackle. Allow the next person, especially when they are coming and they are telling you, they are really exercising all the wisdom that is necessary, being very kind and very polite to mommy, to daddy, to auntie, to uncle, you know, setting their own boundaries. And then the next person is here kind of like trying to discourage them. No. It's not supposed to be like that. It shouldn't be like that. Not in this 21st century. So as for you, who's going to speak to your mom, your dad about whatever situation, please be assertive. Please set your boundaries. Please be vocal. please be bold because this is your life. And at the end of the day, your mom's not going to be there to live your life with you. No, she lived her life. Your dad is not going to be there to live your life with you. They lived their life. And I say this because I remember a particular schoolmate who wanted to do a particular course, and the parents insisted that she do something else, you know. And she would look at those other students who wear uniform of that particular course that she wanted, and it will break her heart. So please, let's allow our children to set boundaries, and fellow adults, and let's respect other people's boundaries and as they come and tell and speak to us. With that being said, let's pause right here and take a trip to the marketplace. Of course, this is Family Dynamics right here on your number one talk radio station. I hope the conversation is rolling and getting people thinking on certain aspects, and maybe also giving some confidence and sort of a booster on the right things that we need to do and how to go about it. With that being said, let's pause right here. I'll see you right after the commercial break. Stay tuned.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Get extra big savings for an extra special Christmas at WB. Like 2 liter Oros, now only $37.99. 750 gram Crossen Blackwell Mayo for $37.99. 10 kg Buck Pro Fetcook Flour for $139.99. And 2 kg Surf Hand Wash Powder for only $48.99. See all our December specials online at vurmanbrock.com. We care.
Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano hile koshiwala. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Kukupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doini nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu batatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back. You are tuned into Family Dynamics right here on your number one talk radio station. Of course, we're talking about boundaries and assertiveness. Still again, on this topic of assertiveness. You want to make clear communication. You want to be clear in your communication by saying what you mean and meaning what you say. Okay. And of course, you also want to respect boundaries as you express your needs. You also need to put in consideration other people's feelings. As much as you're being bold and courageous about your very own, you also want to put into consideration having respect for other people's feelings. They might, you know, sometimes one person might be scared for you, you know. Of course. Now, the next person might be scared for you, and of course it's understandable, and therefore you want to respect their feelings and without being aggressive or disrespectful in telling them and allowing them to tell you why they feel a particular way. Maybe why they don't want you to take up a certain course. Maybe why they don't want you to marry in another tribe. So allow them, give them that space to express themselves and understand from where they are coming from. I'm not saying, of course, it should make you change, that which you are so certain about or, firm about, but rather listen to them and hear them. And, so that your response to them will be more well calculated and well, how should I put it now? Well grounded, you know? You are able now to respond to say, I understand why you say this, why you mean it, where you're coming from. I get that. But I want you to understand also why this is important for me. I hope that makes sense. So being assertive doesn't mean being aggressive or being disrespectful just because you want to stand your ground. No, you can still stand your ground without being disrespectful, right? It means communicating honestly, calmly and clearly while still honoring the other person and their feelings. So assertiveness allows us to say what we feel and what we need and what we will or won't accept without feeling guilty or feeling like maybe we're being made to feel like as if we're being hostile. So the important aspect of you being assertive is that you're not burying your emotions in order for you to gain acceptance. No, it shouldn't be like that. In any environment where we are, for us to be conducive in that environment, whether it's a friendship environment, a family environment, that environment should allow us to express our emotions in a clear manner, you know, in a respectful manner, not in a disrespectful manner, of course. And it should allow us not to bury our feelings. The moment you bury your feelings, then you're not being yourself. Then you have to tone down on who you are just for you to be accepted. And that's not what we want in this, you know, life. You want to be around people where you can be yourself with the particular character that you have, you know, but being yourself doesn't mean being disrespectful, you understand? And being yourself doesn't mean being vocal in a disrespectful manner. So relationships may look peaceful on the surface, but tension often builds underneath, especially when you're not being assertive. So healthy families thrive not on silence, but on open communication, on mutual respect, and in emotional safety. Healthy families encourage children to be assertive. You know what? I tell you a beautiful story, and I call it beautiful because, I love, how my middleborn son can be very vocal about certain things sometimes. I would say sometimes. So there was this particular time whereby my daughter and I were sleeping in his bed. So the two of them, since I have two boys, the two of them have their beds, and it's a bunk bed. So one sleeps on top and the other one sleeps down. And this, my middle-born son, we were surprised that he doesn't want to be the one to sleep on top when we bought the bunk bed. And my firstborn son, the firstborn, wanted to be the one sleeping on top, which is fine, which is how it is now. The lower bed is his and the upper bed is for the firstborn. So now, it so happened that we switched. And for some time, I was sleeping in his bed, in his lower bed, on the bunk bed with my daughter. So I literally moved from my bed to his bed. And this was going on for days. So one day, we were outside and it was afternoon. And I know I remember I had to come to work on that particular day. And we were washing clothes. And it was just the two of us washing clothes outside. He was helping me. And he said, "Mommy, can I sleep in my bed today?" It's the way he said it that I loved the way. I still think about it today. He said, "Mommy, can I please sleep in my bed today? Like, you know, can I be allowed to sleep in my bed?" I think it's been in probably in his mind for the longest time. Maybe he wanted me out of his bed for the longest time, and I'm not moving out of his bed, you know? So it's how he said it. And then I was like, Of course. As much as I have been enjoying your bed, and I think I have been enjoying his bed because it's a wooden bed. Now the bunk bed is a wooden bed and it's lower than our bed. So I think I found it comfortable to a point where I started thinking recently, especially now that they're not around, I comfortably switched, moved over to his bed, to their space. So now that I think about it, I was telling myself, you know what? I think we need to get a wooden bed. I think we need to get a wooden bed, which is lower, more comfortable, because I tend to feel very comfortable in my son's bunk bed or in my son's wooden bed, you know? And thankfully, it's not a single bed. It's a three-quarter bed. And it's only now that I appreciate three quarters, not a double, just, you know, they and not a single. So I like that. So I give this example to show you just how being assertive is not about being silent. And healthy families do not thrive on silence, but they thrive on open communication, on mutual respect and emotional safety. Of course, there are other areas where I believe I have not been very forthcoming, or maybe I didn't make it so plain for my children to be able to thrive very well and tell me about certain things. You know, there are certain things also sometimes kids will say to you and say, "Mommy, this is and that," and then immediately you snap and say, no, as a parent, you're like, "You don't do that. You don't, we're not going to allow that," which is one of my visions and one of my goals for the 2026. I want to be a more attentive mom. I want to hear more, because I can't be speaking here on radio and talking about thriving families to thrive and speaking about open communication and mutual respect and emotional safety when myself I'm lagging behind, you know. I need to identify, of course, where I'm doing well and where I need to improve. Yeah? Yes. It's about reflection, you know. And as you tell other people, you become the first candidate to actually partake. Sincerely, because otherwise then I'll be somewhat hypocritical. Yes. So really, there are certain areas that I am now looking at, and especially that the kids are not here, and I'm now making some reflections to say, when the kids come back, these are things that I want to do. Oh, another goal that I've set for myself, you all, is that I don't know how I'm going to live up to it, for how long I'm going to live up to it, because hey, it can be a little bit, I feel like it can be a little bit draining, but it's something that I really want to put into work. I want to be making the children's school lunch boxes. Yes, I want to be making. It's been such a long time since I've made their lunch boxes. Back then when they were going to kindergarten, that was my responsibility. I pack the lunch boxes, I make the oros, ensure that there's this and this on the side, the fruits, the whatnot. And I only had two bags to pack then. My daughter wasn't born at the time. So now I'm dealing with a 12-year-old, an 11-year-old, and a 7-year-old. And before you know it, within a week, oros is finished. And jam is finished. Peanut butter doesn't even last longer than jam. And I'm like, especially in January, I've already set my mind to say, I'll be responsible to making people's lunch boxes in our house. And God help me and give me strength, because I don't know how. Was I also like that? Were my cousins and I really like that? Like when my aunt would buy us food for school, you know, oros and all that, and they finish so quickly. Or is it just because that I'm the one buying the stuff now? Or exactly what is going on? I don't know if you have the same issue in your house, but I definitely decided that I think this is the solution. I need to be responsible to make people's lunch boxes. I might not say reason why I'll be doing it. Let them just feel that mommy loves them so much and wants to make their lunch boxes. But all in all honesty, I want to make those lunch boxes so I can be able to smear enough butter, enough jam, just enough. And speaking about that, I do remember one time how I would tell my kids that they put too much sugar. Actually, it was my firstborn son. If he makes tea, and when we usually make tea on Saturdays, we make tea for all of us, for everyone on weekends, tea for everyone in the big jug. So it will always be so sweet. So I started saying, the person that is finishing sugar in this house is you, my firstborn son. And he took that so serious. He took it so serious that he has reduced sugar intake to a point when he makes, when he makes tea for everyone, the tea tasteless. Is somehow he has really toned down, you know. And even when you catch him, should I say, off guard and taste his tea that he has made, it will still be somewhat tasteless. He has really toned down on the sugar. So it's this type of things that we should encourage, communication and open communication so that it can then build, a healthy family. Also mutual respect, should be encouraged. In emotional safety, especially when we're talking about assertiveness, we should allow our children and our whoever you stay with, whether it's your siblings or your spouse, to be able to communicate to you what they like and what they don't like in a respectful manner. You should be able to kind of like accept that. So assertiveness can look like using the I statements instead of blame, sort of to say, I feel overwhelmed when this and this and that, addressing issues early, okay, before frustrations build. You know, when you allow things to pile up, you now explode at that time and you say, oh, you know, you won't even see it coming. You won't even see it coming how you're going to explode. You'll just be later like, did I do that? Yes, because it was a build up of certain situations, you know, building up. I want to certainly, I don't know if I already did, appreciate my friend who has taught me to be more vocal. You know, recently as we went on our trip, it was other people also around as well, and two of my very good friends. So I remember so very well telling one of my friends, who happens to be, it's her birthday today. So I was saying to her that I don't like it when you say this and this and that in front of my other friend. And then I turned to my other friend and said, I also don't like it when you say this and that. So the friend who happens to be, it's her birthday today, stood up and kissed me on the forehead. You know, I appreciate it. And my other friend was like, yeah, but this, you know, okay, but then it's understandable. So she, the one who was like, yeah, but she's the one that taught me to be vocal about how I feel. Even with friends, you know, communicate how you feel. Say, I don't like it when you do this. Oh, I don't like it when, I remember exactly when we were, within the airport as we were going, the way she kept leaving me behind. She kept doing her things fast and going. And I'm like, I don't like how you are leaving me behind. You know, so it's things like that you can, it looks insignificant, but hello, the thing is bothering me. Why are you leaving me behind? Well, as if you're not my partner in this aspect. So please tag me along. So assertiveness is very important and we need to do it early. Staying calm and consistent even if others react emotionally. Another one, a wonderful aspect in someone I know. They know how to stay calm. You know, they really know how to stay calm, regardless of other people's emotions. And that's beautiful. That's very beautiful. So accepting that being clear may feel uncomfortable, but it is still necessary. You accept that if I'm clear to the next person, it might make the next person feel uncomfortable, but it's still very necessary. We need to have this conversation or we need to have this talk. It's necessary, needs to be done, because if it doesn't, it builds up on resentment. And then that's where the frustration and the exploding comes in at a later aspect. So also understanding that setting boundaries may disappoint others, but that's okay. You know, it is okay. You understand that, yes, setting boundaries may disappoint the next person, but it is okay. Yeah. You know, in families, of course we love each other. I believe we just don't sometimes understand each other. And not understanding each other many times is because of lack of communication and because of lack of early communication. Okay. You know, I have come to set certain boundaries in my life, and I'm very proud of myself, I should say. There are certain things that my family have come to understand that this particular aspect with Happy is a no-go area. They don't even bother, you know, it's a no-go area. And I love that. And they also know that this particular thing I would appreciate, or I would, you know, I would want to be tagged or involved in this particular thing. So if you don't involve me, I probably won't like it. You see? So in boundaries can be also financial boundaries. If you feel you're being maybe exploited, and sometimes I've come to learn also that it takes a very long time for somebody to realize that, okay, my sister is there for me when I need her financially. But then I should set boundaries for myself also to not always be knocking at her door. I have a particular brother of mine, and I learned with time that most times when it's really a need, and he's a business person. So he, and you know, business people also have to manage their finances very well. You know, they can be making money every day, but that also means more expenses also accumulating on a daily basis. So this particular brother of mine, I can reach out to him, especially when I have a need, a real need, like an emergency, and he's most likely always to come through. It was not long after I identified that I told myself, I'm only going to reach out to my brother when it's necessary. Why? I don't want to overburden him for the mere fact that I know that he most likely always comes through for me. I want him to know that I do appreciate him, and I wouldn't want to ask him on a regular basis. Okay? And that's a good thing. Same thing also, with a sister of mine. You know, you don't want, especially when the person is always there for you, you want to set those boundaries. They may not set those boundaries and speak out, but But you know, before they even set their boundaries, you yourself want to calculate and say, but you know what? Let me draw back. Let me reach out only when it's necessary. If it's not a need, then don't reach out. It's something you can live without. Well, then don't bother, right? Yeah. So we need to draw the line also from our end for the next person so that we can thrive and it doesn't look like a burden on the other person. So they might not know how to express boundaries themselves. You yourself learn how to express boundaries respectfully. You know, I want to believe that learning to set boundaries respectfully is a skill. And like any other skill, it takes time and it takes practice. When it's done in a clear manner and in an empathetic manner, it can help strengthen relationships rather than harming them. So it teaches us how to love us better. It teaches us how to honor ourselves without apology. I repeat that. It teaches others how to love us better because they are loving us, not on our terms, I mean, I'll put it like that, but yeah, on a light note, they're loving us in a way we want to be loved, in a way we want to be respected. You know, they're responding to us in a way that we feel is best for us. And not only that, it teaches us to honor ourselves without an apology. For instance, someone in the family who might be doing well financially might not be interested in contributing to family funerals, might not be interested in being in a family group, whereby people collect money for funerals, stuff like that, you know? They might not be interested in that. But anytime there's a need, you know, for an aunt who's maybe hospitalized or maybe their children needs help, they are quick to jump on board. You now, when you pick it up, you need to respect that person's boundaries or you need to respect that person's decisions. It could be their own personal boundaries to say, to funerals and whatsoever, this is as far as I can contribute. But to education of a cousin, of a niece, this is how far I can go. That's respecting their boundaries. That's noticing their boundaries and allowing them to thrive in that, which is very good for not just the next person, but for yourself too. It prevents clashing and just, you know, going out of it all. So boundaries are about you. They're about communicating your needs, communicating your feelings and your limits without being aggressive or passive. Boundaries are about you. They can incorporate the next person, yes, but they are about you. Even with your children, they are about you. And also, let not your boundaries overstep on the next person's boundaries. They should we should be able to coexist with each person's boundaries being respected. Yeah? We should be able to coexist. I don't know about relationship wise, but I believe that they should also, if there is any boundaries in a relationship, then the next person should also be able to understand and respect their partner's boundaries, yeah? Perhaps they would say, this is a no-go area for me. I don't do this. This is how far I go. This is, you know, they shouldn't now be pushed or forced to make certain sacrifices, which later, you know, the person will just regret. They might do certain decisions, but they will somewhat regret it later because they didn't do it for themselves. They did it for you, to please you, which is not what a thriving relationship needs. But anyway, This is Family Dynamics. Our studio line is open, 083-288-401. Is the number in studio, 083-288-401. Is the number in studio. Please come through. Air opinions and contributions, ask questions. Tell us about healthy boundaries that you have set for yourself and how you had to communicate those to your family members, to your loved ones, and to your friends without also being disrespectful. Or perhaps how you overcame a certain situation where you had to speak out on particular boundaries and how that went for you. For now, let's pause right here and take a trip to the marketplace. We'll be back shortly.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihoetike kovano ile koshuala onongeshe fa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna e mitota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi tayo loka opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijabu ili nawa ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM onora izatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali Ileko mderewa, mura hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Welcome back. This is Family Dynamics right here on Eagle FM. Now today, of course, we're talking about boundaries and assertiveness and incorporating so many beautiful things in this particular conversation. Now, of course, let's try and understand boundaries. As we spoke about assertiveness, let's now try and understand boundaries. Now, boundaries are the emotional, mental, and physical limits. In other words, limits. Another word for boundaries, limits, which I think is more clearer. And physical limits we set to protect our well-being. I think if any human being doesn't have boundaries, that human being can't exist. Let's actually think of boundaries like this. Imagine your house, your very own house where you stay. All your vulnerability, all your vulnerable products, all your personal belongings. Everything, just your house as it is now. If you're probably, you've gone home to your family home and everything as it is. Now let's remove all the walls, all the doors, all the windows, break down everything. Let everything be intact. Let's almost say as if we can be able to just, lift up everything and leave everything intact. How does that look? Now that's the picture I want you to see with boundaries around ourselves. Boundaries are the walls guarding us and sort of giving us seclusion, giving us privacy for us to be able. Imagine going to bath in an open area. You can't do that. Imagine getting dressed in a whole open area. Everybody's there. You can't do that. It's the same with boundaries, you all. Boundaries are those walls that keep us, you know, keep us safe, that sort of like keep, contain our emotions, contain our physical well-being, contain our emotions in one particular container. Those are the boundaries that we have set for ourselves, which are necessary. Now, boundaries, they define where we end and where, boundaries define where we end and where others begin. Just the same way for your house, which is divided. You have the sitting room and then you have the bedroom. Boundaries are like that, where you come in the sitting room and you can see the wall that this further than this, we're going into the bedroom. We're going to the toilet, the personal toilet. And at this point, you don't cross. So it's just the same. Now, without boundaries, we may feel overwhelmed. We may feel disrespected. We may feel invisible as well. But with boundaries, we create space for honesty. We create space for safety and we create space for mutual respect. Now, boundaries are not about controlling others. No, they're about taking responsibility for ourselves. Boundaries communicate our values. They communicate our limits. They communicate our needs in a way that allows relationships to function more clearer and more fair. So they are not about controlling others. No, they are about protecting ourselves, protecting our identity, protecting our feelings, protecting it. It's about us and preserving ourselves. The moment you allow people to do whatsoever they like, then it's as if you've broken down your boundaries. You break down your boundaries. Now let's talk about what healthy boundaries look like. Healthy boundaries are clear. Others understand what is okay and what is not okay with you. They understand what happy you would be happy with and what you wouldn't be happy with. They are consistent as well. Boundaries are consistent. Unless over a very long time, then things change. But then people also quite would want to understand what changed. So they are consistent. They are maintained over time, not only when emotions run high. So they are consistent. They are flexible. They allow room for growth, for conversation, and for change. They are respectful, as they honor both your needs and other people's needs or other people's feelings or just other people being human. Healthy boundaries do not involve guilt. They don't involve punishment. They don't involve emotional withdrawal. That is healthy boundaries. Instead, they are rooted in self-respect and communicated with calm and firmness. Yeah, they are rooted in self-respect. A particular friend is a friend to another friend, and that friend wants to make her a bridesmaid. Now, for her, she doesn't wear short dresses. She completely prefers to cover up now. She wears long dresses with long sleeves, or at least they should come by the elbow. And her other friend is getting married. So her other friend wants to make her a bridesmaid. And another one of her colleagues also happens to be a friend, is getting married next year and wants to make her a bridesmaid. And so she communicated, this is where assertiveness came in, she communicated to her friend, who happens to also be her workmate, to say, you know what, I don't want to compromise on my dressing code. So is it okay if I chicken out on being a bridesmaid? Will that offend you? And the next friend was like, no, not a problem. Because for them, obviously, they don't want to have different looking bridesmaids. Now, the other friend, on the other hand, who happened to have been a schoolmate as well, who also is getting married next year, wants to make her a bridesmaid, but on her terms, because it's her wedding. Can this friend come out of a nutshell and accommodate, be accommodative and wear like all the other bridesmaids are going to wear, of which they're going to wear short dresses, tight dresses, and they don't have long sleeve either. Now that on his own, you weigh now this too. She appreciated how the first friend, who happens to be a colleague as well, respects the fact that she's okay with her not being a bridesmaid because she's not willing to compromise on her boundaries, on her dressing boundaries. So with time, the other friend also came to realize, maybe it's because she noticed that her friend happens to have a friend who is also, who happens to be me, who dresses also the way she does. So I think, she now realized it and said, you know what? It's okay. I get it now. I understand. Now those are boundaries and you have to communicate them respectfully. The moment you start to say, okay, it's okay. I'll do it once. I'll just do it once for your sake. You want, you'll be doing something for the next person, but you're not entirely happy. And even the pictures when they're going to come out, you won't be so free because you're not being yourself. Right? And also with this story, I remember when my cousin was getting married and he specifically said, appointed me out to ask me to say, you are one of the bridesmaids. And I was like, wow, thank you so much. Immediately without asking anything, he already said the tailor is going to make a dress specifically for you. Same color with other bridesmaids, but it will be for you, long arms, long dress. The nice thing is that all the bridesmaids had long dresses. Only that they had a boob tube dress, a one arm dress. And I obviously don't wear one arm dresses. So from the get go, they made it very open and vocal to say, your dress is gonna have both arms long. It can be the way you want, the style that you want, and just same color. That is now what we call honoring the next person and respecting their boundaries. Okay? The moment you want to pull your friend or your sister or your brother to your side, they immediately feel disrespected. They immediately feel not honored. Okay? So, it's about respecting the next person's boundaries. It's about respecting the next person's choices and decisions without trying to pull them out. Okay? It's the same as work ethics as well. There are certain things that perhaps work-wise, a particular colleague might not be comfortable doing. Or not even comfortable sometimes, they know they are not so good at. They can learn, of course, but then they know that the other colleague is much more, good at that. Given that opportunity, they'll thrive better. It's about recognizing that and saying, you know what? There's this particular, aspect of work that needs to be done. Can you do it? Because I know you're very good at that. You know, that is on its own is recognizing and also, knowing and accepting that, you know what? For me in this aspect, not so good. So hence why I say healthy boundaries do not involve guilt. You can't say you have set a healthy boundary for yourself, but then you're feeling guilty about it. You see? And then later you are going to emotionally withdraw yourself. Then that's not a healthy boundary. Instead, healthy boundaries are rooted in self-respect and are well communicated with calmness, with firmness, and yeah, with calmness and with firmness. So another example of other examples of healthy boundaries can include saying no without over explaining or apologizing excessively. You know, there's another friend who I've come to notice. She would normally over explain herself over what she what she wants or over her choices. And I say, no, you don't need to over explain yourself. The moment you already say no, then I respect that. Or the next person should respect that. Recently, we were coming from somewhere and we took I was taking a video of it was three of us. So two of my friends and I. And we were singing. And I said, I'm going to put this up on my WhatsApp status. And my friend said, no, please don't. And then I said, what do you mean? I love you. You're singing so nice. The song is nice. It's going up on my status. Okay. That's how the conversation ended. We didn't discuss further. When I got home, this friend texted me to say, please don't put up that, that song, that video that we took on your status. Already, you know, we're discussing it with my spouse and I don't think he really likes the song and I don't want it to get overboard. And then you know what I say to her? For the mere fact that you said, I shouldn't put it up the second time. I'm not going to put it up regardless of what explanation you have to give to me. For the mere fact that you said it the second time. Now that on its own is respecting the next person's boundaries. Okay? We don't have to wait for people to overly explain themselves or overly express themselves or overly apologize before we actually get it. No, we don't. So asking for privacy, rest or support when needed is also healthy boundaries. Limiting conversations that become hurtful or dismissive is also setting healthy boundaries. You know? And I know someone who has a wisdom way of limiting conversations. If she doesn't want a certain conversation for us to end that conversation, this is a way she would. And me reading people or, you know, reading her, I'd immediately respect that she doesn't want to go further with this conversation, which is nice. You know, for any relationship to thrive, you first need to understand the next person's boundaries. You need to understand what their boundaries are. And you need to walk to honor them. I think people feel loved around people who respect their boundaries, who are not hostile towards their boundaries. So choosing not to engage in conflicts that escalate or become disrespectful can also be a healthy boundary. Another example I give you. The other day, as I knocked off, I walked to a particular shop which is nearby to buy some things. And because it's festive season and a lot of taxi drivers are not around, and also because a lot of people are not around the side of town, it took us probably an hour and a half to actually get transport. And so there was this group of five people that work at the same place. I say work at the same place because they were wearing the same t-shirts. And so they all said they were going to, I believe it was Kulangava. And then there was another lady who was not with them. She's also going to Kulangava. And they stopped a cab that was coming, and they said, Kulangava full house. In other words, we will all fill up the car. We will like enough to fill up the car. And then this lady is also stopping the car and saying, Kulangava full house. And I'm like, but you're not even part of their group. So then the three of them get into the cab and she tries to squeeze herself and compete with the other lady so that she can also get hike. And unfortunately for her, she had plastics, so it wasn't going to work. So now after they left, I looked at her and I said, no. That what you did is so wrong. You need to respect yourself first of all. That's a group of people who are minding who are doing their own business, and you just have been here. And she's like, no, I just want to go and what. But then you are counting full house, counting on them, and they don't want to leave each other behind. So the next person now said, worst case scenario, you could climb in the cab and they all come out because they don't want to leave each other. And there's no way the cab is going to drive you alone. So it might end up with the driver saying, please, Meme, step down so I can take my four people. So setting healthy boundaries, it includes choosing not to engage in conflicts that escalate or become disrespectful. So, in other words, you set healthy boundaries for yourself. and you respect yourself. You don't want to get involved in arguments and fights that look disrespectful to yourself. First of all, to yourself. Yeah. Now, with that being said, let's pause right here. I'll be back shortly after the commercial break.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
And we are back. So now in closing, talking about family boundaries and why they're so important. Now, family relationships are often the hardest place to set boundaries because of the history, the expectations, and the emotional ties. Now, there's often an unspoken belief that family should understand or family should tolerate everything. But love does not require self-abandonment. Now, without boundaries in families, unspoken resentment builds up. Roles become unhealthy. One can be a people pleaser, emotionally caretaking or control or manipulative. Communication becomes passive or aggressive or silent, altogether silent, because you don't want to step on another person's toes and, you know, build tension. Emotional safety in that regard is compromised. Healthy family boundaries could be enhanced by creating emotional safety where everyone feels heard and respected. Reduce conflict by addressing issues early and clearly. Teaching children and teenagers that respectful relationships actually look like. Preventing burnout. Preventing burnout, resentment, and emotional withdrawal. Allow love to exist without obligation, without fear, or without guilt. So allow love to exist without some sort of obligation or fear or guilt. Setting boundaries in families helps redefine relationships in healthier ways. It allows family members to relate to each other as whole individuals, not just roles like strong ones, the peacemakers or the problem, but rather communicating effectively. Now, when boundaries are honored, relationships become more honest and balanced, even in family where it looks difficult. Trust increases because expectations are clear. You're making your expectations quite clear. Emotional intimacy also deepens because you understand your sister more. You understand your brother more. You understand your mom more. You understand your dad more. It's instead of just wondering why they always act a certain way, why they always, you know, you understand them more because you're honoring their boundaries. You get why they are behaving a certain way, why they are speaking a certain way. Individuals feel empowered instead of being trapped. And they might even feel like, I feel like as if I'm trapped in my family, you know, instead of empowered to thrive in being themselves. So healthy family boundaries includes a situation where the next person is made to feel and is made to allow to be themselves. Lack of healthy family boundaries builds up resentment, which in the long term becomes the reason why some family members don't want to get together. You know, some family members don't get together because of maybe leave days and the time and the clashing of certain issues, or they have to, you know, or maybe sometimes finances. But another one reason and aspect why certain family members don't get together is because there's been a build up of resentment, which was due to lack of healthy boundaries being set. So that build up now causes people of certain families to not show up. They stay away altogether. So when boundaries are honored, it becomes a signal to reassess how much access someone has to your time, how much access they have to your energy, how much access they have to your emotional space. Yeah. Now, certain key aspects to remember is that setting boundaries does not mean you love your family less. Let that one be clear. And make it also clear to your family that it doesn't mean I love you less because I want this or so thing. For instance, maybe your family likes to be together even until late, and it's not your thing anymore. It took you time to even get to this point, you know, that I personally, I'm going to be consistent with breaking down my time in such a manner that I'm not going to sleep late and I'm going to wake up late, you know, something like that. And all of a sudden, the whole week, you're expected to go to bed late and wake up early. So it's at this point now you want to be vocal and say, family, I have set boundaries for myself or been consistent, deliberately consistent with myself, worked on myself to build a pattern that I wouldn't want to break just because it's holiday, which is going to be difficult for me to come back to. So it is a time where you really have to tell your family members in a respectful manner to say, this is me now. But then they will be like, but you are never like that. Da-da-da-da. Yes, we grow. We grow. We evolve. We are human beings. So it means you love yourself enough to protect the relationship from resentment, from silence, and from emotional harm. You know, I tend to think that the reason why there's so much unresolved trauma in our families is because of that unresolved trauma. It's because of lack of boundaries, lack of proper communication. If there was clear communication from the beginning, certain things could be avoided, you know. But then for some people, even for myself, there are certain family members that I tend to notice that if I even open my mouth to say, okay, this is what I want and this is what I don't want, it'll be seen as maybe being stubborn, being rebellious, being not accommodative. So I'd rather keep quiet. And that is what we're trying to avoid. Silence. You know? Silence doesn't always mean there's no tension that is built up. It could mean that there's tension that is built up. And it could mean that the next person is being careful not to step on the other person's toes, on the other family member's toes. So really, it's about reflecting ourselves. Making some reflection and having some honest conversations too. And prayer too. That there will be understanding from both aspects, from both parties, when we want to communicate our boundaries. And that is where assertiveness comes in. Now, maybe you might be the person who generally doesn't understand other people's boundaries. I hope today you take time to actually appreciate other people's boundaries. Because you have your own too. You might not be vocal about it, but people can see and they respect them. So if you are that person who generally thinks everybody must, you know, just revolve around your things, around your sayings, around, then that needs to change. Because you want a family, a friendship, you know, our relationships with people that is built on healthy boundaries. That is the way by those boundaries sometimes are communicated in an assertive manner. Yeah. So last and but not least, boundaries are for our good and we shouldn't let other people make us seem impossible or difficult. Of course, we have the responsibility to communicate in an effective and honest and respectful manner on how we want to be treated and how we want to be spoken to, perhaps also, and how far certain things can go and what shouldn't be done and how it should not be done, but in a respectful manner. And that's where you become assertive. Oh well, I hope you've learned something. I've learned something. And with that being said, we have come to the beautiful conversation, to the end of our beautiful conversation today on Family Dynamics. Do tune in again tomorrow for yet another insightful conversation or discussion or topic that we can learn from. From Inda Afa Happy Juju, I wish you a productive Monday afternoon. Goodbye.